If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Making the most of the moment, that's the way you are. We've been living life right with you, sharing good times, we've come far. We're a part of Chicago, a city filled with pride. Growing up together, with a good feeling that grows from inside. Filled with pride, when you turn to us, welcome home.
Welcome
home. Chicago's very own Channel 9.
Keeping in touch with tomorrow, look at the lineup this fall.
More movies, news, sports and fun, see us. We got it all.
When you turn to us,
welcome home.
Welcome home.
We talk a lot about Chicago's very own, but there are very few people who are as quintessentially Chicago's very own as our next guest on the program. He has been part of the WGN family since 1973 and therefore part of the Chicago family since 1973 as well. Robert Jordan signs off as a reporter, anchorman, tonight on WGN television, and it's a pleasure to welcome my pal Robert Jordan to the program so we could just say thank you for an amazing job. Bob, good morning.
Oh, Dean, thank you so much for inviting me on the big show.
It's so nice to have you on anytime that I can chat with Bob, and
mostly
it's about movies. You know, I stop by his office, he comes by my desk, and we, you know, what'd you see this weekend? What'd you like and what you didn't like? But today I just want to talk about you a little bit because...
Oh, boy, that's boring.
I don't think so.
That'll get two thumbs down.
I think it's, 43 years and all the amazing things that you've accomplished through the years, anything but boring. And some of the things, stories that you've covered, some of the things that you've just done in your life are anything but boring. But... let's just talk about, these 43 years, what have been some of the most memorable stories, Bob, that you've covered, do you think?
Oh, well, there have been so many, Dean, but, you know, when I think about it, when I began at WGN, film was the way that we broadcast information to people's homes, and we were one of the last stations to use film in Chicago, and film... There were no live shots. You couldn't go live from the scene. We had couriers on motorcycles who would meet us at the location, pick up our film cans, and drive them to the lab to be developed, and then they would race the film back to the station so that it could be edited and cut. And so there was generally 45 minutes to an hour from the time an incident took place until the time you could get it on the air. And so... that gave reporters a lot of time to really dig deeply into the story and find out what was going on. Today, we can pull up to the scene, and in a matter of minutes, we are live and on the air. And so that's a huge difference in getting that information out to people, to our listeners and viewers.
Yeah. Joining WGN in 1973 and pretty much spending your entire career there except for a couple of years when you went to work for CBS's Midwest Bureau, working for the CBS Evening News with this young broadcaster named Walter Cronkite.
Right, yeah.
You covered unbelievable, amazing stories in the history of the city of Chicago. Were they political stories that, you know, where you had a...
When I came here, Rich Daley's dad was still mayor.
Yeah.
And so I had an opportunity to interview him and talk with him and see how Chicago was run by then a mayor who had a virtual lock on the city. And so, of course, we remember that there have been many other mayors over the length of time up right now until Rahm Emanuel. And so a lot has happened over this 43-odd year period, with changes, Harold Washington being a huge change that took place. Jane Byrne is the first female mayor. All of these were really groundbreaking events that took place in Chicago, a city that is a wonderful, wonderful town. I feel so bad now that our city gets such a bad rap for all of the violence, and as it should, because of these horrible, horrible killings that are taking place. But deep down underneath, this is a wonderful city full of immigrants and people who have moved here from all over the world seeking a dream, and there are multi-generational families here who built businesses and put their kids through school, of all ethnic groups, and yet there are still some real deep intrinsic problems in this city. Unemployment in many neighborhoods is astronomical, and there are some really deep-seated problems here as well.
Is there a story or two, Bob, that in your years of reporting, anchoring, where, I mean, you must have felt like you had a front row seat on history many times. I mean, were there some moments where you said, I cannot believe I'm witnessing what I'm witnessing, positive or negative, either?
Yes, absolutely. Almost daily, because that's the wonderful thing about getting up and being a general assignment reporter. I'd go to work in the morning and I'd never know what story I'd be covering that day, because you never knew what would happen. Each day was different. And I have covered presidents and, you know, kings and just the average person on the street who walks up and has something to say. Those give you just really, as you know, Dean, you've spoken with so many people over the years, and you know how heartwarming it can be when people come up and talk and they want to tell you a story. And I got to do that thousands of times.
I don't know, and not to make this about me, but the people ask me all the time who my favorite interview subjects are, because I talk to the A-listers. And without a doubt, my favorite people that I've interviewed have been average people with touching and meaningful stories to tell in their own lives. It has nothing to do with the A-listers. I'll bet much the same with you.
It is so true. A-listers are people who've gotten there because they've been lucky enough to have a bright moment or the spotlight shine on them. But the people who make this country work, the people who are the hard workers and who have survived, they are the ones who tell stories. And I love telling stories. As you know, I have my own company that I will be doing when I leave, is telling stories, telling family stories. And every family has a story. And those are the ones that you and I get to hear from people on the streets, people who will come up. Sometimes they're shy. You'll see them in the corner kind of starting to walk up, and then they may not. And then, you know, I'll look over and say, hey, how you doing?
Right.
And then they'll come over, and then they'll open up and tell you a story, and it's just fascinating.
Yeah, it's amazing. On the professional side, Bob has done so much, and I would be remiss if I didn't say what an amazing leader he's been. Just by those of us who work with him, watching by example what Bob Jordan does, how he conducts himself personally, professionally, how many people in our newsroom have come and gone in the last 43 years who have looked to you as a mentor, you know, and look to you as somebody with such respect and such affection. And I count myself as one of those people, just one of the very best people I think I'll ever work with, not to mention all the charity work that you do, all the, you know, other projects that you work on, not to mention getting to know your family, your amazing wife, Sharon. Of course, everybody knows your daughter, Karen, now from ABC7. I follow you and her on Facebook, and I feel like I'm an uncle to your granddaughter now. She's so adorable. What a guy. What a life. You know, that's all I can say.
Well, thank you, Dean. It's you know, it has been, it's been just a great. I've been the luckiest man in the world. And I think that it's, I've had a keen eye for noticing people with such great potential, and you among them. And, you know, it's, you know, getting to know them and opening up and not being afraid to offer an opinion and feeling very close to people. It works. It has nothing I've sought out to do. It's just I've just been very, very lucky, I think.
So I'm sure you've told the story a million times, how the hand clapping routine that you and Jackie Bang do during commercials on the weekend news got started. How many hits now on YouTube? This is like one of the most viral videos ever.
The last time I checked, it was around 7 million.
Here, you know what? We just looked it up. 7,214,215 views of what news anchors do during commercial breaks. Bob Jordan and Jackie Bang with their synchronized hand slapping thing. How did that whole thing even get started?
Well, you know, in television news, the first segment is the time when we start off with the breaking news and the murders and the crashes and the hurricanes and the tornadoes, and all the really sad stories seem to be in that first segment. And we would sometimes go to a commercial break and look at each other and go, whew, boy, that was rough. And I've always wanted to be up and, you know, kind of full of energy as we delivered the news. And that was hard to do after after you've talked about all of these tragedies. So, yes, we do feel it. And people will ask sometimes, how can you talk about all of those things and not sense it? Well, we do. So we started that little goofy thing with the Three Stooges, the whoop, 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 where you two fingers at someone's face. And
somebody mark this tape for the broadcast museum. Bob Jordan just did Curly from the Three Stooges.
And so and we started adding on to it. And there were then little things that would happen in the news. We have a Michael Jackson move. We have it's just everything that would happen. And so it grew and grew and grew and grew. And we found that by the end of the break, we were back up and ready for break two. You know, we were ready to go.
Kind of perked you up a little bit. Yeah,
it did. It really did, because it was so goofy. And we'd mess up over and over again and laugh. And we found going in ready for the second break, we were up and ready to go. And so that's kind of how it started.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. We, on our WGN Morning News primetime special last week, we Bob and Jackie were on the show. They demonstrated the synchronized event. And we went to a commercial break, but we left Bob and Jackie up in a little box in the corner. So you could see that they really do it during the entire break. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it is. And I have watched it. I have to be honest. I'll look at it from time to time, and I can't help but giggle just looking at it. It is so goofy, stupid.
It's great.
That, you know, you have to laugh. So
it's included in a piece which is running in the new National Museum of African American Art and History that's just opened in Washington, D.C.
Right, at the Smithsonian.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
No one told me. Courtney Guzman went there to do a story, and she said that she saw it.
Yeah.
Just a segment of it.
It's being featured as part of a film segment. So, I mean, it's pretty amazing. So today, how are you feeling? Final regular broadcast today.
Well, I didn't sleep well last night, and you know, it's bittersweet. I hate to leave Jackie. You know, she and I have been together for 20-some years, 22, 23 years. We, you know, we're now the longest anchor couple in Chicago.
How about that?
When Linda, you and Sylvia broke up. So
right.
Now we've been together longer than anyone else. And you know, I've known her since Jackie was single, and I've watched her kids being born, and know her husband George so well. We go out to dinner from time to time, and you know, she is just a she's such a sturdy, strong, serious journalist, and a fun person too, a skydiver, and you know, she's going to be hard to leave. So I call her my TV wife. And we went out to dinner last night and kind of reminisced and in between shows and chatted. And, you know, it's going to be really tough to leave her. And so I have to be careful trying not to get weak there on the set tonight.
Now, I'm sure you're going to be more than stoic. But how do you not get emotional? Not only leaving I mean, you're going to appear occasionally, of course, is my understanding, but you know, not being there on a regular basis. We're all sure going to miss you, and I'm sure, you know, it's going to be a change for you, although you've got so many other irons in the fire and things to keep you busy. Well, we'll definitely be watching at there are early news and late news tonight, right?
Right. We have the 5 o'clock news, and then at 9 o'clock, Jennifer, our news director, won't tell me what they have planned, which is got me concerned. I don't know.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was nothing?
No.
That's the big surprise.
But, you know, it's like I said, I didn't sleep well last night. It's bittersweet. The other hand, I'm looking forward to, I have a lot of things I want to do. You've worked with the Alzheimer's Association, Dean, from time to time. You
sure.
know about the great work that they do.
Yeah.
You've led some of their walks, and I want to work with them. Sharon's mom is 101.
Wow.
And with Alzheimer's, and my mother died with Parkinson's syndrome. So, there are many, many families who are dealing with this.
Yeah.
And so,
you developed that Alzheimer's memory project, right?
Right. Yeah, I'm working with them, and I'm starting a foundation. I want to produce some more videos for them. And, you know, just stay as busy as I can, and I know that I will. It's just a matter of getting organized and getting things going the way I'm looking forward to it.
Well, tonight, 5 o'clock and 9 o'clock, the final broadcast for the great, the legendary Bob Jordan. We wish you nothing but the best. We wish you all the success and happiness. So happy that you're going to, you know, get to spend more time with your family on the weekends. You've given up your weekends with your family for so many years.
Right. I'm looking forward to that. And Sharon just left a few minutes ago to go pick up Vivian. And so she'll bring her back. So I'll be, you know, full-time grandpa duty as often as I can, which is a treat.
Yeah. So final day, Bob, who do you want to tell off at the station? Who do you want to just
you
Potash?
Know,
you want to give, want to give it to Potash? Give something.
There's no one there.
Come on. Potash?
Honestly.
Thomas Sulo, you know, he's like a pebble in all of our shoes, honestly.
A few years ago, but now, no. there is absolutely no one. I love everyone at the station. it will be hard to walk out of there. But as I said, you know, if Jennifer needs me, you know, I'll come back and do some, you know, weekends. I think the tough part will be when there's a big event. I'll
right.
get that itch, you
big
know,
story,
to
sure.
want to run in and say, hey, where do you need me?
Get
or
to
what
work.
Can I do? Yeah.
Well, we sure are going to miss you, Bob, both personally and your friendship of seeing you every day. As it turns out, Bob Jordan lives right down the street from my brother. So you
right.
you actually are probably going to see me more than anyone else when I'm
well,
visiting my brother's house.
That will be a treat. That'll be a big treat. I hope so.
Uncle Dean's a very good babysitter. Need a little grandpa free time.
I know. I see them. They've got their hands full there,
yes,
too, as well.
Yes, they do. Bob, all the best tonight. Break a leg tonight. And
thank you, Dean.
We love you. We wish you the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm so happy for you and all of the success you've had. It's so deserved. You are just a terrific guy.
Well,
and see, our viewers and our listeners know it. They can tell, and they know that you are too. So thank you so much.
Get him turning this back on me. This is about you now, Bob. The great Bob Jordan. Thank you, Bob.
Right.
See you tonight.